Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know what happens on Sundays, right? It's pain day. And it starts in Orchard Park at Highmark Stadium. The Steelers and Bills will be going out of Buffalo Land. A fat 14-piece. 46.5 is the number. The Bills are 3-1, 1-0 at home. The Steelers have lost three straight. They blew a 20-10 lead on the Jets with 7 minutes to go in Pittsburgh last week. Kenny Pickett came in. He did have a couple of touchdowns on the ground running, but he threw three picks. I don't discredit him for those picks. The first one was a bomb to Claypool, who dropped it, and the Jets picked it off before it hit the ground. The second one was on a third down, being pressured. He should have never thrown it, but he threw it to the sideline and hit Freiermuth right in the hands. It bounced out of his hands, also got picked off, should have been caught. And the third pick was a bomb on a Hail Mary at the end of the game. Of course, that was picked off. You got about a 2% chance to complete a Hail Mary at the end of the game. So I really didn't think Pickett played bad at all. Now he has his first start, and it'll be against the vaunted Buffalo Bills, everyone's favorite to win the Super Bowl. They got to deal with Josh Allen and that high-powered Buffalo offense. Stephon Diggs and company are definitely going to be a problem for the Steelers, who have been woeful to say the least. The Lions and Patriots will hook up in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. New England's laying 3, 45.5 is the number. The Lions scored tons of points, but they're 1-3. They're 0-1 away from Ford Field, where they lost to Seattle last week in a wild 48-45 game. Goff has thrown for over 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns. The Patriots have had to go to Bailey Zappi. Of course, they lost Mac Jones with the ankle, and then down went Hoyer, and here comes Zappi, who was a stud at Western Kentucky when he played in college football. Let's see how he does in front of the home fans in Boston. The Giants and Packers will hook up in London at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Green Bay laying 8, 41 is the total. Aaron Rodgers continues to deal. He's already thrown for 935 yards and 6 touchdowns, doing his thing. He got by the Patriots in overtime last week at Lambeau, and the Giants improved to 3-1 as well. They beat the Bears at Snoopy in East Rutherford. Now they got to go over the pond to deal with Rodgers, and they've had quarterback issues, of course. Daniel Jones went down with an ankle. By the time they were done, they were basically running a single wing, the Giants. Let's see how Brian Daboll and company deal with this trip and this team that they have to face with an offense that seems to be finding its way. Your boy Dobbs has come up big. Already a couple of TD catches from Rodgers. And the Giants have seen such a beautiful season so far from Saquon Barkley. 2 TDs and 463 yards on the ground. He's been their offense. the Chargers and Browns hook up at First Energy Stadium in Cleveland. Chargers laying 2.5 on the streets. 47.5 is the number. Cleveland's 2-2, 1-1 at home. The Chargers, same thing, with a 1-1 away mark. The Browns had it all going last week at Mercedes with their ground game. Hunt and Chubb dealing, but they still lost to the Falcons 23-20. It was embarrassing for them, basically. Meanwhile, the Chargers absolutely lit up the Texans in Houston by 10. They put 34 on them, winning 34-24, bouncing back from that horrific loss to the Jags at SoFi when they got dropped by 28 points by the Jags. The Bears, I can't even believe they're 2-2. They haven't won on the road, but that's where they're going this Sunday. To U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis to take on Kirk Cousins and the 3-1 Vikings. Minnesota's laying 7.5, 44 is the number. Of course, the Vikings beat the Saints in London last week in a crazy finish. I was on the Vikes on the money line. They didn't cover the number against the Saints, beating them by 3. The Bears, meanwhile, as I said earlier, lost in East Rutherford to the Giants. And again, the problem is they can't score touchdowns. How about Seattle? The Seahawks have been dealing. They're 2-2, 1-1 and away. But Geno has been great at quarterback, basically, for them. And now they go down to the Superdome in New Orleans to take on the 1-3 Saints, who are 0-2 on Bourbon Street already. New Orleans laying a 5-piece. 46 is the number. Andy Dalton holding down the fort. Will we see famous Jameis? How about Geno, though? Smith, over 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns through the air. He's been on point. They look fantastic, if you ask me, when they won in Detroit last week, 48-45. Is that enough offense for you, Seattle? I think the Saints have looked putrid. Their defense doesn't get to the quarterback. Their pass rush is soft as toilet paper. Now let's go to the Jets. They're at home. They got Snoopy. They got Miami. The Finns are coming in. Miami laying 3.5, 46 the number. Can you imagine Robert Saleh and the Jets could cash some of those receipts they've been talking about? Everybody's out to get them. Everybody talks crap about them, all the rest. But they stole that game in Pittsburgh. Down 10 with 7 to go. As Mr. Wilson got involved. And the Green got it done in the Steel City to even their record to 2-2. They're 0-2 at home. Are they going to lose another home game? The Dolphins have had to turn to Teddy. Two-glove Teddy, your boy, playing in New York. 3-1 is their record. And 1-1 away. Can he get that offense clicking again with the Cheetah and Jalen Waddle and Gesicki on the road against a toughened Jets defense and a coach that's starting to find confidence in his boys? Who would have thunk it? Are the Jets actually good? Are they tough? Are they for real? They had no business winning that game last week in Pittsburgh, but they did win the game in Pittsburgh. The Falcons have covered every game. They're 2-2, 1-1 away, and they're going away, this time to division rival Tampa, to Raymond James, to see Tom Brady and the Bucs. The Bucs are 2-2, and they're 0-2 at home. Tampa's laying 9.5, 47 is the number. Brady's got over 1,000 yards and 6 TDs, but boy, does their offense look stale. And they've lost 2 in a row. A close one to the Pack 14-12, and then they got rolled by the Chiefs in primetime 41-31. And believe me, you, that game was not close at all. Meanwhile, stop the press. The Falcons have won 2 in a row. They won up in Seattle 27-23 for their first win, and then backed it up by beating the Browns at the Benz by 3. The Titans have seemed to find themselves. They're 2-2 now and winning, 1-1 on the streets. They're going to Washington to face the 1-3 Commanders. Tennessee laying 1.5, 42.5 is the total. Suddenly, Tennessee's won two in a row, a two-point win late over the Raiders, and then they won in Indy last week, 24-17, after building an early lead. How about a game in Jacksonville for the Jags after the tough loss in Philly with the five turnovers? They're laying 7.43.5 is the number against the winless Texans, who are 0-3-1. Of course, they had the tie with the Colts. The Texans look terrible, and they're 0-2 away. Lovey's not making them better at all, is he? Man, do the Niners look impressive against the Rams. Now they go to Charlotte to take on woeful Baker Mayfield and the Panthers, who are 1-3. Matt Rhule, his pants are on fire. The Niners are laying 6.5. 39 is the number. The Cowboys and Rams, a good one at SoFi in Lipstick City, Dallas. All they do is win with Cooper Rush. They're 3-1. The Rams, they puked in Santa Clara. Now they're 2-2 and hosting Dallas. 5.5 is the number. Rams favored. 43 is the total. Philadelphia. The Eagles go into the desert in Glendale to see Kyler Murray and the Cardinals and Mr. Kingsbury. Philly laying 5, 49.5 the number. Philly's 4-0. They were down 14-0 to the Jags, and then they flat out kicked their ass the rest of the way. The Cardinals, meanwhile, got it done on the road in Charlotte by 10. So what about the Sunday nighter? How about the Bengals and Ravens in an AFC North rivalry game in the Charm City? The Bengals are 2-2, 1-1 away. Ravens are 2-2, but winless at home as they continue to blow games. Baltimore favored by 3. 48 is the total. The Bengals are going in there, taking on a team in the Ravens that continue to pike at home. Remember, they had a 28-7 lead against the Dolphins. Fail. They had a 17-point lead against the Bills and lost last week, 23-20. Fail. While the Bengals have won in New York against the Jets, big 27-12, and then backed it up with a primetime win over the Dolphins, 27-15. So they're not having a problem scoring, are they? The Monday nighter will have Vegas. The Raiders going to Arrowhead to see the 3-1 Chiefs. They're 1-0 at home. Kansas City laying 7. 51 is the number. The Raiders won last week, their only win against Denver. Meanwhile, the Chiefs kicked the Bucks' ass.